Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Tezvav Amud Aleph. We're holding the bottom of Yudalim Abayz, three lines in the bottom, by the words Mai Taim Adabashal. So, we just mentioned the machlekes between the Chachamim and Abashal regarding which Avaida was used to separate between the Atavas Chamish Neiris and the Atavas Shtei Neiris. Meaning, when they were made of the Neiris in the morning in the Beis HaMikdash, when they cleaned them out and set up the candles to relight them. So they split it in half. They first were made of the first five Neiris, and then afterwards they came back to be made of the last two Neiris. And there was an Avaida that was mafsik between the Chamish Neiris and the Shtei Neiris. So the Shaila is which Avaida was mafsik between the Chamish Neiris and the Shtei Neiris. So according to the Chachamim, so we said that the Ketairis is mafsik between them. The Avaidus HaKetairis was done in between the Hatavish Chamish Neiris and the Tavish Shtei Neiris, and that's the Psak of the Rambam. The Rambam writes that the Ketairis was mafsik between the two. The Karban Tamid was shechted, and the Zrikas Adam of the Tamid was done after all the Neiris were already, after the Tava of all the Neiris already, were already all finished. That's when they would be shechted and Zirik the Dam of the Karban Tamid. But the Veda that was done between the Chamish Neiris and the Shtei Neiris was the Keteiris. However, Abishol said that no, that the Keteiris was done after all the Neiris, after we were made to ready all the Neiris. And it's the Shchitas and Zrikas Adam of the Tamid that was mafsik between the Tavish Chamish Neiris and the Tavish Shtei Neiris. It was the Tamid that was mafsik between the two. And that's the mice of what we say in davening, for those who say Karbanos. So we say Abayis Seder. We say Abayi have a Mesader Seder Maracham Mishmei the Gemara V'alibad Abashol. We say Abayi Seder that he said Alibad Abashol. That's the order that we say. Which the Chidon Yosef Oimitz and Simon and Aleph points out is Lav Dafka right, that that's how we're paskening. The Rambam, if anything, paskens not like that. But because it's simple order, Abayi, it's a very organized, straight order of the whole Seder Avayda, so therefore we say that order. He gives Dumya to Ezu Mekayman. Not Lav Dafka, everything in Ezu Mekayman is how we pasken. I mean, we say that the Karban Pesach is Nechalad Chatzais. Even though we pasken like the Chachamim, that's Nechalad until the morning. We paskin the Rambam paskin that's nechal until the morning. So why do we say Ezu Mekayman? Because it's a Seder Mishnayis that are very organized, very straightforward, and no machleksim are brought. It's a very clear, organized set of Mishnayis which go through the halachos of the various karbanos. So that's what we say. So says the Chida. That's why we say Abayi Seder Alibad Abashol, even though it's Lav Dafka we paskin. If anything, he says it's mashmah that we don't paskin like that. If you look in the Seder Avayd of Yom Kippur, so we paskin it when we go through the Seder Ayyim and Yom Kippur. So we paskin like the Rambam that it was the Ketairis that was mafsik between the Hatavish Chamish Neiris and the Hatavish Shtei Neiris. But that's the ma'isa what we say in the morning every day. Fine. So now says the Gemara. So that's the Machlekes Abashal and the Chacham. Abashal and the Chacham. The Chachamim say that the Ketairis is mafsik between the two, and Abashal says that it's the Tamid that's mafsik in between. So says the Gemara, my time with Abashal. What's the reason for Abashal that it's the Tamid that's mafsik, and that the Ketairis is dafka done after that Tava of all the Seven Neiris? Why is the Ketairis, Rekha asked on that last point, why is the Ketairis dafka brought after we're made of all the Neiris? So says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, but Baiker by Baiker. It says by the Keteiris, by Baiker, it says by the Neiris. It says when in the morning when you're made of the Neiris, Vahadar Yaktirena, and then it says Yaktirena. So it's in the order, in the Psukim. So if you look, it says the Neiris, and then only afterwards it talks about the Keteiris. So it's Mashma that the Keteiris is done after all the Neiris. The lashon of the whole pasuk is Victor Olav Aaron Keteiris Amim Babaker Betivu Asaneiris Yaktirena. So first it talks about being made to Babaker Betivu Asaneiris, and only afterwards does it say Yaktirena that you're back to the Keteiris. V'rabban and my kamar Rachmana, the Rabban will say back to no, the Keteiris is done in between, and they'll say back, my kamar Rachmana, what's the Torah mean over here in this pasuk? It means like this. It means be'idan atava, that while you're doing that atava, te muktar Keteiris. So you should already be muktar with Keteiris. The smoke of the Keteiris should already be up. Dilaite mahachin, if you don't say that that's the pshat, or at least that you could say that that's the pshat, then ben harbayim dechsev. When it says Ben Arbayim, regarding the afternoon, where the pasuk says Ubaahalis Aranes Aniris Ben Arbayim Yaktirena, over there also by the afternoon Ketiris and the afternoon Neiris, the pasuk also puts the Neiris first, and the pasuk says Bahalos Aranes Aniris Ben Arbayim, and then it says Yaktirena. Now Hachanami the Bereisha Madlik Neiris V'Hadar Maktir Ketiris. Now, do you really think regarding the afternoon Avayda of the Neiris and the afternoon Avayda of the Keteres, do you really think it means that you actually light the Neiris and only afterwards you burn the second half of the Keteres? It can't be. V'chita machanami, if you'll say that, maybe that is what it means. It can't be. V'atani, we learned in the Braisa. Me'erevad Baker, it says regarding the Neiris, that you light the Neiris, me'erevad Baker. So we learn from there, tein la midasa, shatei do lekes ve'lechas kol alayla me'erevad Baker. So the first drush is not so significant for our purposes. But the first drush is that you have to put enough oil that the candle should stay lit from evening until morning. Rashi says you evaluate, you put in the shear that for the longest nights of the year, the longest summer night, winter nights of the year, you should have enough oil for it to last from evening until morning, and then even in a chanami during the summer months where the nights are shorter, so you'll talk to have extra oil. The oil will remain over, but it's always the same shear. Says Yishanim says that no, during the summer when the nights are shorter, so you make thicker wicks. So everyone agrees it's always the same amount of oil, just the Tzitzis Yishanim adds that during the summer months, so they would make thicker wicks, that it would always just last Me'erevat Baker. But either way, so the first drasha that we darshan from Me'erevat Baker is that you're supposed to have enough oil that the menorah should stay lit Me'erevat Baker. And Davar Acher, which the Shagas Aryeh and Gvir Sari points out, is not an actual Davar Acher, it's not like a new, an alternative pshat, it's an additional drasha. And that is Me'erevat, because this, what we just darshan, doesn't really like a drasha, it's just from the words Me'erevat Baker, that's what the words Me'erevat Baker mean. Now Davar Acher is, now we're going to darshan from one of the words in the pasuk that Me'erevat Baker in the avodah sekshera Me'erevat Baker elazu bilvad, that the Torah says, if you look in the whole pasuk over here, so the lashon of the pasuk is like this. The pasuk says Yarich Isay Arinu Banav Me'erevat Baker. It says Asher Ala. It says Ba'il Ma'ayin Michutza Pareches Asher Ala Edus Yarich Isay. You should set it up Arinu Banav Me'erevat Baker. So we dash in Isay Me'erevat Baker. That in is Me'erevat Baker. Ein Lecha Avoda Shekshera. Back in the Gemara, that Ein Lecha Avoda Shekshera Me'erevat Baker Al Zubavat. That there's no Avoda that's Kasher Me'erevat Baker except for this. This is the only thing that can be done Me'erevat Baker from the evening until the morning. This is the only avodah that could be done in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, it can't be that the Keteris is brought after the Hadlakas HaNeiris, because we have this drasha of Isai Me'erevat Baker, that it's only the Neiris that's Kasher Me'erevat Baker, and there's nothing else you're allowed to do after your Madlik the Neiris. So it must be regarding the afternoon, that even though the Torah puts Keteris after the Neiris, that really the Keteris has done before. So what does the Torah mean when it says Keteris afterwards? It means Be'idin Hadlaka Tein Mukhtar Keteris. It means that while you're doing Hadlaka, you should already have the Keteris up there. So Hachanami Be'idin Hadtava Tein Mukhtar Keteris. So too regarding the morning Avayda of setting up the Neiris, and the morning Avayda, the first half of the Keteris. So there also, what the pasuk means is that while you're being made to the Neiris, you should already have the Keteris smoke up. The smoke should already be up, and you should already have burnt the Keteres. V'Abashal Amr Lucha, so what's Abashal going to say back to that? Abashal will tell back to you, Shani Hasam, that no, that over there regarding the afternoon, it's different, because it says Isai, and therefore we're forced to say that even though it says Keteres later in the pasuk, that it doesn't really mean that. But that doesn't mean that therefore now we should go back to the morning of Aida and change the meaning of the morning of Aida. Avada, we should always assume that the Torah is written in describing the Seder of the Aida in order. That which in the afternoon we are forced to say none is because we have to, because we have the drasha of Isai, Isai Me'erevat Baker, that you can't do an Avaida after the Neiris. So therefore we're forced to say that the Keteris is really done first. But ideally we're not going to choose to darshan the Torah like that. Now everything we just said, this was all a Hemshech and a Shakavataria within a Bayis Teretz, that we had a stira, that our Mishnah is Mashma, the Keteris is before the Neiris. And the Mishnah later on Chafei is mashma that the Keteris is after the Neiris. Our Mishnah is mashma the Keteris is before, the Mishnah later is mashma it's after. So Abaye answered that the Mishnayos are talking about different eras. Our mission is talking about the last two Neiris. So the last two Neiris are the Keteris or Taka first. And the Mishnah later on Chav Hei is talking about the Chamesh Neiris. So those are Taka before the Keteris. And the whole, both the whole Seder Yoima is Aliba de Rabbanon, it's Aliba de Shitas Chachabim. In other words, the Keteris, it's Mafsik between the two, between the Chamesh Neiris and the Shtei Neiris. And the two Mishnayos are talking about different Neiris. Now, Rapapa Amar different Teretz. Rapapa Amar Leikasha. HaRabbanon HaBashol HaGufa. Our Mishnah that says that the Keteris is before the Neiris. So that's Aliba de Rabbanon, and it means it's before the last two Neiris. And HaBashol, and the later Mishnah later on Chafei, which says that the Neiris are before the Keteris, that's Aliba de HaBashol. It means that all the Neiris are before the Keteris. The Keteris is done completely after all the Neiris are finished. So now says the Gemara, "B'mayu kimtel masnisin d'hacha k'rabbanan." So it comes out. So you're saying that the Mishnah over here, that's liba d'rabbanan, and pious the Mishnah later on Chafei, that's kabashal. So if so, fact the Gemara, imes eifa. Let's look at the Mishnah even later. The Mishnah after that says that regarding it's on Laman Aleph from a base, it's discussing the Seder Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and it says if you lost a tamid, they would bring in the carbon tamid, kratza, he would start the shechita, umerik achar shechita al yaday, and someone else would come and complete the shechita for him. And then, nichnas, lahakter as a kateres, and then he would be makter the kateres, ulahitav as a neres, and only afterwards he would make the neres. So you say straight out the kateres is before the neres. Now, avada doesn't mean the kateres is before all the neres, there's no shechita like that. But you see that it means, and it must be, that the kateres is before the last two neres, meaning the kateres was done in between the chamesh neres and the shtei neres. So that's asan l'rabbanan, that's libud l'rabbanan. So it comes out, reisha v'sefer rabbanan, umetzias abashol. You're going to tell me the Reish and the Seifa, meaning our Mishnah, in the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph, that's Liba de Rabbanan, in the Mishnah in the middle on Chav Hei, that's Liba de Abashol. Now, I've added, it's not like one Mishnah, so it's not really a Reish and a Seifa in that sense, but being it's all in one Masechta, so we could call that a Reish and a Seifa. So the Reish and the Seifa is Rabbanan, in the middle is Abashol, which is something we don't like to do typically. So says the Gemara, Amar Lacha, the Rabbanan will, Rapapa will say to you, Amar Lacha Rapapa, and yeah, Reish of a Seifa Rabbanan, yes, Abashol. So now says the Gemara like this. Bishlam Abayu said the first teretz that our mission is talking about the Shtei Neiris and the Mishnah later is talking about the Chamesh Neiris. I understand why Lo Amar Karapapa, he didn't want to say like Karapapa's teretz because Reisha V'Sefer Rabbanan U'Mitzias Abashol Lo Mukumla. He didn't Lo Mukumla. He didn't want to make this Ukimta that the Reisha and the Sefer are the Rabbanan in the middle case, in the middle Mishnah is Abashol. That was too strange then. El Rapapa, my time Lo Amar Karabayu. What was Rapapa's problem with Abayu's teretz? Why didn't he just say like Abayu's teretz? So Amar Lecha, Rapapa will tell you that Tana Bereisha Tavish Neiris Shtei Neiris Vador Tavish Chamish Neiris, because he'd be bothered that the Mishnah first says our Mishnah would says that the Keteris is before the Neiris. So that's how Karcha is talking about the Shtei Neiris. And the Mishnah later on which says that the Keteris is after the Neiris, that's talking about the Chamish Neiris. So it's out of order because first they were Meitiv Chamish Neiris and afterwards the Shtei Neiris. So it comes that our Mishnah talks about the Shtei Neiris first and then later on it talks about the Chamish Neiris. It's completely out of order. So that's why Rapapa didn't want to say like Abaye's teretz. But Abaye Amar Lecha, Abaye would tell you that he wasn't bothered by that kasha because Aruye ba'almuhu de kamayri. Our Mishnah is just teaching the different things that the Kohen Gadol would do. We're not getting specific about the order. V'sidra hadar tanile. The Seder we'll talk about later. But our Mishnah is really just discussing the different avodas that the Kohen Gadol would do during the 7 days of the Prisha, and we weren't getting so busy with the actual order. Now we mentioned on Yedalim Abayz that the Stam Mishnah Maseches Tamid says regarding the Tamid Shel Shachar, which the Torah calls an Eila Satamid, the Torah calls it an Eila. So it had the dinim of an Eila, and it was a Zrika Shtaim Shein Arba. That the Kohen who did the Avodah, he would go to the northeastern side of the Mizbeach, and there was Zrika there by the corner. So it would touch the northern and eastern side wall of the Mizbeach, and then he would go west and south, and go to the southwestern side of the Mizbeach, and there was Zrika there in the corner. So it was two zrikas, but it was like Arba touched all four walls of the Mizbeach. And we said that that V'tanya Allah, that Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah, he was Mishana B'tamid. So the Gemara now is going to quote the Machlaikas again and come to explain Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah Shita. That he said, we'll see. So it says the Gemara like this, Gufa. The Kohen would first go to the northeastern side and give his zrika over there on the northeastern side. Marav is Dreymes, we'd go west and south, and Leisi Marav is Dreymes, and give a Zrika on the west, on the southwestern side. But Tanya Allah, we learned about that, that Rosh Hashanah Mitzvah Mishan Betamid. He had a different order. That Balloy Lekar Mizrachis Tefainis, the Kohen would go to the northeastern corner, and Leisi Mizrachis Tefainis, and there you attack and do a Zrika on the corner, a Zrika, one Zrika which was like Shtayim. It touched two walls, and then he would go Marav is Dreymes, and Naisin Marav of Achar Kach Naisin Dreyma. You would go west and go south, and instead of doing his Zrika on the corner, he would do his Zrika on the western wall of the Mizbeach, and his Zrika on the southern wall. So the Gemara wants to know my time with the Rosh Hashanah Mitzvah. What's the reason for Rosh Hashanah Mitzvah? L'chayr, the Torah calls the Talmud an Ayla, and an Ayla requires a Zrika Shtayim Shehin Arva. So why did Rosh Hashanah Mitzvah say about this final Zrika, these last two Zrikas, to do a Zrika on the western wall and then the southern wall? Why didn't he do one Zrika Shein Shtayim like a regular Karban Ayla? So says the Gemara, Am Rav Yechonah Mishum Chad Debe Rav Yanai. Omar Krah, because the Pasuk says, V'sir Yizim Echel Lechatos Lashem Al Eilas HaTamid Ye'asa V'niskoi. So you see that even though the Torah calls it an Eilas HaTamid, the Torah also calls it a Lechatos Lashem. And therefore, Rav Shimon Yishan Mitzvah darshined Eilahi, that it is a carbon Eilah, it's called an Eilas HaTamid, but V'amar Achmana Avid B'mayis HaChatos. But the Torah said to do something about it, to make it like a Chatos. Now, a chatas requires four separate zrikas, a zrika on each wall of the mizbeach. So, okay, so what do you do to make it like a chatas? Noisin achash li shtayim kemais oila. First do one zrika, which is like two, like a regular oila. And then shtayim shein shtayim kemais a chatas. And then do two separate zrikas for the western wall and the southern wall of the mizbeach. And that's making like a chatas. So that's Rosh Hashanah Mitzvah Shita, that you always have to make the carbon tamid like a carbon chatas. So now, the hemshach of the Gemara, we'll do a little bit more, and it's going to continue on to Amud Beis. He's going to discuss that there's many different things that we could do to make it like a carbon chatas. So why is this the way Rosh Hashanah Yishan Mitzvah chose to make it like a carbon chatas? And first, before the Gemara even says that, the Gemara says, "V'litein shtayim chein arba kemaisa oila, v'arba chein arba kemaisa chatas." If all we're trying to do is make it like an oila and a chatas, so why don't you mamish do both? First, do a zrika shtayim chein arba to make it like an oila, and then do four separate matanos, four separate zrikas to make it like a maisa chatas. So says the Gemara, no, because le'matzinu damim shemechaperim v'chayzin mechaperim, because we don't find that damim could be mechaper and then mechaper again. Meaning, once you do it like a ma'isa ayla, and the Torah calls it an ayla. So once you do a zrika shtayim shein arba, so then you can't then go ahead and do another four separate matanos. Fracting Gemara v'chimatzinu damim shechatzin chatas v'chatzin ayla. So because of le'matzinu, that's why you're telling me that that's not a good etza, because we don't find ever damim shemechaperin v'chayzin mechaperin, and this is something that we do find, that you take the dam and you do half of it like an ayla and half of it like a chatas, that you do a zrika achash shein shtayim and then you do a zrika shtayim shein shtayim, that you do find elo karchach hakishin hakosav. Elamai, what you have to say is that the Torah told us to do something strange according to you. That the Torah told us to do something to make it like an ayla and a chatas. So hachanami about karchan akishan akasav. So here too also, maybe taka you do a zrika shtayin shein arba and then you do a four separate matanos. So says the Gemara, no, hasam pisuk matanos ba'almahu. That's just splitting up the matanos. Meaning, just splitting up the matanos, that's not something that's so significant that makes it that it's as strange as to do a zrika shtayin shein arba and then do four separate matanos. That's really much more significant in a deviation of it being like a carbon ayla. But just to split up the last two matanos, that's not significant enough that changes it so much for being a carbon ayla, and therefore that's the deviation that Rabbi Shimon Yishan Mitzvah darshins to do. Okay, in the Hemshech and Mirtz Hashem, the next year we'll go through more of the details of Rav Shimon Yishan Mitzvah Shita and why he chose Dafka this deviation.